You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
What's something you thought every family did until you were older? And then, of course, you realize, oh, our family was just strange.
We were the weirdos. Yeah, there's no fancy setup on this. I saw one of my friends post this on Facebook, and I was like, damn, that's a good question. We should talk about this on the big show. Really funny. So I posted it, and some of the messages started coming in from people. And for me, personally, God, I was racking my brain about this. I mean, there wasn't anything too insane. I guess it just kind of boils down to my dad's schedule growing up, because he was a firefighter, fire chief. And I don't know if it's still like this, but firefighters would like work an entire, you know, 24-hour shift and then be home, 24 hours, be home, 24 hours, be home. And then they'd get 4 days off.
Yeah.
We always called them four-dayers growing up. And my dad was around a lot. And just being a young, naive kid, I thought every dad was like this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to my friend, well, where's your dad at? He's at work. I was like, what? My dad's home constantly. So that's nothing too crazy with me, but just having dad around a lot as a kid was odd for my friends.
Yeah.
Like, your dad's always home. I was like, I know, it's great. It's really nice. And special now that you think about it and you look back on it, you know.
You had time with your father.
Very, very special time.
Father-son time.
Very much so. And we all used to shower together.
The whole family.
That's the other thing.
I got to tell you.
But then my friends were like,
that I do believe. I've listened to your stories about you and your family for 20 years. That wouldn't even surprise me.
I was like 16 before I found out. Like, what, you guys don't do this too?
Yeah, that would be no surprise.
Yeah, we always showered together.
The only one I can think of that stands out, and we're opening this up to you, by the way, 303-691-1649. Make us laugh this morning. When you were growing up, you just assumed that every family did what your family did. And then you either, like, you know, show up at school or college or get out in the real world, and you're like, oh, no.
This is not normal.
This is not the way it's done. Mine involves my dad, too. But my dad had a rule at Christmas. You know, the whole thing is that it's Christmas morning, and kids jump out of bed, and they go running down the hall.
Yeah.
So they can see what Santa brought them. And, you know, they wake up the whole house because they're, like, screaming with delight. And, we didn't do that at my house. At my house, the door to the room where the tree was kept closed.
Yeah.
And when we got up, we had to brush our teeth, you know, go in. My mom would make breakfast. We had to sit down and have breakfast together and blah, blah, blah. And I was like,
an antsy kid, huh?
Yeah. And you're looking over at the door. You know, on the other side of that door is where, like,
it's paradise.
Magical delights lie.
That's
in
right.
That room.
That's right.
And so I thought that every household, you know, that there was this whole thing that the family does all this stuff before you go in there. And all my friends, eventually, when I found out, they were like, you what?
Like, they just let us, it's a free-for-all at our house.
No, it's just pandemonium everywhere else. Well, my dad was a first sergeant, so I guess that was the first sergeant way of doing it.
That's right. And it's kind of a way to get your kids to get some stuff done before, you know, the rest of the day goes to hell, basically.
Hell, so. I think we had to make our beds and everything first, right? Make your
yep.
bed, and
yep.
blah, blah, blah. Comb your hair.
That's right. Read a book.
All right, here we go. Here's Ashley on the phone. Ashley, I'm so glad you called. Welcome.
Hi there. How are you doing?
We're great.
Good.
So what was the thing at your house that you thought took place at everybody's house?
I grew up in a very, very health-conscious family. My dad has a PhD in physical education. My mom was a health teacher. So it was always a little bit different because of that. But we were always very, very, very healthy, except at dessert. And from as young as I could remember, we would have, like, full, very large bowls of ice cream. And I just thought that's how much ice cream you ate. But we ate healthy otherwise. And then I went out into the real world and realized it was about 3 or 4 times as much as anyone else actually ate.
Right. And you're like, what are these Oreos that everybody's eating? And birthday cake? And I've talked about that a couple times on the show, Ashley, that my mom went through this health food kick phase growing up. She started hanging out with these healthy people. And all of a sudden, it was like Sprouts on everything, and she'd buy pretzels with no salt, And the only snacks we could have were like fruit leathers made from real fruit.
Gross.
It was all the nastiest, blandest food. And we went through that phase for a couple years.
Oh,
it was torture as a kid, you know?
Ashley, thank you for that call.
We never got Squeeze-Its. You remember Squeeze-Its?
No.
All the other kids at school got Squeeze-Its. They were like a plastic bottle, and you twisted the top off, and it was like grape or cherry or lime. And it was just pure high fructose corn syrup and flavoring. Never as a kid was allowed to have that. And now as a grown adult, I could go anytime and get those. And
you
I still don't.
And you still don't. Because you've been brainwashed.
Yeah, because I've been brainwashed.
Jay, she wrote in. She goes, my family didn't use silverware. We used tortillas. Went to a restaurant and didn't know where the tortillas were. How are we supposed to eat?
That's hilarious. Ramiro texted in a little bit ago, too, and said, eat tortillas with any meat meals. So you thought that was normal, that, yeah, you just have tortillas. Here's another Christmas one from Benji. Benji says, we danced around our Christmas tree, not like in a satanic ritual sort of way.
I wish they had.
he said, only during usual Christmas songs, did it every Christmas. I think it's a Danish tradition or something. I brought it up to my friends one time, and they thought I was insane. Seemed normal to little old me. Dancing around the Christmas tree.
So instead of rocking around, it's dancing around the Christmas tree.
Yeah, and everybody would hold hands and dance around. All right, Benji.
Like the Denmark families do.
We never did that. We never did that.
Tyler's on the phone with the boys in the morning. Tyler, we're talking about something that you thought every family did until you got older. What was it for you?
Yeah, good morning, boys. Yeah, for me, it was Saturday morning cleaning. I thought every family clean the entire house Saturday mornings was not the case.
Top to bottom, huh? Boy.
Yeah, top to bottom. No, my mom had me working.
Saturday mornings sucked for you, man.
Oh, yeah. No, and I couldn't go. You know, I was late to Saturday morning things, you know, hangouts with my friends and everything. I just, as a kid, I thought everyone did it, but yeah.
Now, wait a minute. Working. So does that mean you didn't get to watch Saturday morning cartoons or anything?
Now, I did get the Sunday funnies, but I didn't get the Saturday morning cartoon.
Okay. Oh, dang. Buddy.
I hope you're not warped as an adult.
Is your house filthy now?
Right. Hey, well, it's actually clean now. And my wife wasn't in tune with the Saturday mornings, but so we had to do a little adjusting there. But I still keep it in tip-top shape as I can.
Attaboy. Clean those toilets.
You're a good man, Tyler. Thank you for being on the show. Have a great day today.
Here's Vivian. She says, boys, growing up, we would share washcloths in the shower. Mom would put a new one in there at the beginning of the day, and the five of us in the family would use the same one all day if we showered.
Mm.
I was like in high school before I found out and figured out it was really gross, essentially, is what she said. That is gross. Why would your mom do that?
Well, don't you guys share a loofah?
No.
Oh, I don't have a loofah. I don't use either. So, Lori says in her household, she said, my father cooked and listened to opera. My mother did the yard work and watched football and boxing. So she thought that's like every household.
Well, yeah.
That's the way it went.
It was totally flip-flopped. Sarah says, we would wash and reuse Ziploc bags. I would always see kids throw them away in the lunchroom and always thought, why are they not saving those? Angela says, we had a big bag in our deep freezer where we kept kitchen scraps for a couple weeks before we would toss them in the garbage. She says, at the time, it was pretty genius, but it totally creeped out some of my friends when we would raid the freezer for Hot Pockets, and there was basically a big bag of trash in there. But you know what? That's a good idea.
Doesn't smell.
Doesn't stink. And here's a Nina, different Nina than works for us. She says, we stored bread in the microwave. Loaves, buns, rolls, you name it. To use the microwave, we would have to pull all of the stuff out and then put it back when we were done. I didn't question it growing up. That's just where the bread was always kept.
So it's like a bread box.
It's like a bread box.
The old-fashioned bread box was the microwave.
Again, not a bad idea.
Yeah.
A little tedious taking the bread in and out every time you've got to make a Hot Pocket.